Watch live on QSportsTalk.com.
This is Orange Nation.
Welcome back to Orange Nation. Stephen Fonte, Paulie Sebilia with you up until 2 o'clock. We're pleased to be joined right now by the Director of Athletics at Syracuse University, John Wildhack. John, always great to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm well, Steve. How you doing?
Doing well. So I know you were down in Tallahassee for the game on Saturday. And, you know, Paulie and I have been talking. We saw some encouraging things. But, you know, I also know you're not in the business of moral victories. What did you see on Saturday down in Tallahassee? What was your assessment of the game?
A really, really competitive game. Really proud of how hard we competed for all four quarters. You know, we were down 10. Fourth quarter, we come back, we tie it, could have had a chance to go ahead there. Travis made great plays with his legs, so give Florida State credit for that, give him credit for that. But as really, again, to your point, I think there were encouraging signs, particularly on the offensive side.
All right, so I got to ask you about that final drive for Florida State. You mentioned Travis making plays with his legs. He made a big one, made two big ones on the final drive. But that last one that he made, I think if we're all being honest, should not have counted. Marlo Wax was clearly being held right in front of the referee. No call was made. It sets up the game-winning field goal. I know it won't change the outcome, John, but is there anything you could do or your office can do as it relates to, you know, getting some answers from the A-Conference?
Yeah, there is, Steve. And number one is that's not why we lost the game. We're never going to use that as an excuse. And the referees, I mean, their job is nearly impossible. And overall, they do a great job. Candidly, when you have a call like that, and it's that egregious, and we were on the opposite side all the way up in the visiting AD suite, as with three other guys who played college football, myself and another guest, we spotted it live immediately. I mean, it was as obvious, and it's right in front of the official. And I've been in rule seminars with the NFL for 25 years. And the rule of thumb is in a close game, you're not going to call it unless it's egregious and can affect the outcome of the play. That was both egregious, affected the outcome of the play. I'm disappointed it wasn't called. I did exchange notes with the commissioner Sunday morning. We sent in that clip and a couple other clips to the ACC office yesterday, which is standard protocol. But I think, you know, we deserve, and as hard as it is, we deserve better. And I think all 14 ACC schools deserve better because calls like that, it doesn't matter who's playing. Doesn't matter what the game is. Calls like that, when it's that egregious, they need to be made.
All right, so to follow up on that, John, we had Josh Black on the show yesterday. And Josh said, for whatever reason, he feels like the bad calls always go against Syracuse at the worst times. Do you just chalk it up to bad calls happen? Do you chalk it up to something else? I mean, what can be done about it? Moving forward, and you say you're going through the proper protocols. Do you think things will change? How will things change when it comes to officiating?
Well, I think the ACC's, you know, they've gone through a comprehensive review of the officials, grading the officials on a per game basis. So there's more accountability than maybe there was 2-3 years ago. And I'm not going to say, you know, the calls go against us or they don't, or we get the wrong end of the call. I mean, you know, that's, again, that's up for interpretation. But a call like that, it just needs to be made. And when it isn't, it's frustrating. It's so hard to win a football game. Our kids competed so hard. And again, that doesn't necessarily impact the outcome of the game, but it needs to be made. So there are processes that we go through. And I just hope that we continually, and I'm confident the league office will continually evaluate the quality of the officiating and try to improve it. Again, they're humans. Mistakes are going to occur. But a mistake like that can happen.
All right, John, I know you got a plane to catch, so we'll keep this quick. Just two more. I do want to ask you about Taj Harris announcing that he's leaving. We've seen this from a handful of guys, right, since the start of camp, but the two in particular most recently, Jarvion Howard, Taj Harris, both doing it in season. Is this just something we're going to have to get used to in the landscape of college football that, that guys can leave and see? I mean, what's your feel on it? Does it sit right with you, or do you, you know, wish those guys well and hope that they move on and find success wherever they're going?
Well, number one, Steve, I wish them well, both guys, wherever they go. They're making decisions that they think is in their best interest. We respect that. We would obviously much prefer both of them were here. They were significant contributors for us on offense and special teams as well. But it is the new dawn. This is what the transfer portal is. It's the new reality, and it's not unique to Syracuse. You're seeing it some other programs around the country. You know, where players have during the season that they've decided to transfer, they put their name in the portal. So we respect that the players have the right to do that. And I think it is, you know, it is kind of the new world order to some degree.
All right, last one for you. I know you're constantly evaluating things when it comes to the football program. You've seen five games this year. You know, there's a chance with, you know, we're talking about officiating. A couple calls go your way against Rutgers. A couple calls go your way against Florida State. This team could be 5-0 right now. How do you assess, I guess, these first five games, and what are you looking for out of this team, out of the next seven, you know, moving forward as this season progresses, John?
I think number one is we've competed really hard every game, and I think we're much more competitive. And yeah, I could mention the Rutgers game too, and there were some really missed calls there, let alone Coach Chiano's 3-minute tirade that didn't draw anything from the Big Ten crew, but I won't go there, although I just did. But I think what you want to see is continued growth, development. We saw some signs on offense the last 2.5 quarters. Last 2.5 quarters last week, we scored 30 points. First 22 and a half minutes of the game, we were shut out. We scored 30 points the last 37 and a half minutes of the game. So I think there's growth. There's progress there. Garrett made some really good plays with his legs. That puts pressure, as Coach said, when he's outside the pocket, the run-pass option. So, you know, I'm encouraged. There's seven games left. I think the conference is really, really competitive. There may not be the dominant team, Steve, but every team in this league can play. They can play, and we're capable, frankly, if we can win games or we're capable of losing games. And it'll be interesting to see what we do the next 7 weeks. We got a heck of a test this weekend with Wake Forest. They're really good. They're really good. If you put another school's name that's more nationally known in place of Wake Forest, they're ranked higher than 19th, I guarantee you. Coach Clawson does a great job, so it'll be a heck of a test for us.
Yeah, great challenge, great opportunity Saturday inside the Dome, Syracuse, Wake Forest. That'll be a 3:30 kick. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
No, I don't think so, Steve. We just, you know, we hope the fans show up, be supportive, be loud, and it will. It's a great opportunity for us on Saturday, and hopefully we can take advantage of it.
All right, John, I know you got a plane to catch. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate you coming on.
Steve, my pleasure. Appreciate it. Have a great day, guys. Go Orange.
All right, there he is, John Wildhack. And with that, we'll take a timeout. Phone lines back open, 315-437-7644. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.